Coming up on Encouragement Live, there's a massive deficit in our churches, a missing category, people. How can our churches minister to those with disabilities? We'll focus on that and talk about Easter tonight on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wylie, Texas, Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of topics and a very blessed resurrection celebration to each one of you. Even though it's the evening before Easter for most of us, we're delighted tonight to celebrate the resurrection of our Savior. Joining me to do so is Dr. Paul Pettit, teaches at Dallas Theological Seminary. In fact, Paul is co-author of a book with Jason Epps called One Body, One Spirit. Paul is also the founder and president of Dynamic Dads, an organization offering encouragement to fathers, and he serves as director of career services and placement at Dallas Seminary. He teaches communications there. And what else do you do at Dallas Seminary, Paul? You do quite a bit down there.
Well, thanks for having me, Don. It's great to be here. And yeah, we're celebrating now 101 years.
Yes.
And so we've had coming off a praise hallelujah year because yes. 100 years. We were started in 1924, and we've trained ministry people all over the world, but I try to stay active down there at Dallas Seminary.
Well, you are definitely active there, and you and I are neighbors on the eastern side of Dallas, mm-hmm. and in a manner of speaking. And by the way, it's interesting, the celebration, as you noted, 1924. Mm-hmm. I graduated in 1974 with the THM, and so it was my 50th celebration for my class during the 100th anniversary celebration.
Okay.
They gave us all medallions. Oh, and so far, I haven't had to hawk mine. I've been glad to hang on to it. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-586-5433. Paul, we are going to talk about your book, mm-hmm. but we cannot let this weekend pass without talking about the most important climax to the most important week in history. Talk to us about the crucifixion and resurrection of our Savior.
It's so powerful. It's the Super Bowl of the Christian calendar. It's the high point of our worship of Jesus Christ. And the thing that always strikes me, Don, is the way we go back in time 2,000 years ago and celebrate the resurrection, the crucifixion. But also, we not only go back in time 2,000 years, but we go all around the world. That all over the world, this weekend, people will be celebrating the resurrection and the crucifixion.
Yes, powerful thing. You've traveled and ministered internationally, as I have, and it's always exciting to know that there are believers in India and Africa and Israel and other places like that, where those people are celebrating already the resurrection, and now we're catching up with them, and our time is coming in the morning.
Yes,
we'd like to hear tonight, friend, what you love about the Resurrection Sunday, as we like to call it, Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. Maybe you trusted Christ as a result of an Easter service or because of Easter. We'd love to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. We're also going to get into a third topic tonight, not only Paul's book. We're also going to talk about Easter, but we're also going to discuss Dallas Theological Seminary, a little bit of how Paul came to go to school there and how he was equipped for ministry, and I'll throw in my 2 cents worth on that as well. And maybe some of you have questions about Dallas Seminary and how you might be able to become equipped for really effective ministry. In fact, I have 15 pastors from India who've just reached out to me and said, we want to be trained for more effective ministry, and we're putting them in touch with a location on the website, which we'll give right after this break. Again, our toll-free number is 855-586-5433.
We are 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, teach truth, love well.
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu.
Are you looking for family-friendly television or biblical studies with informative programming? Let me introduce you to CrossFlix. From children's cartoons to in-depth studies to inspiring music, CrossFlix is an ever-growing community of broadcasting developed for the family, now available for Roku, Apple TV, Fire Stick, Apple iOS, and Chromecast. Search through our on-demand library with a free trial. CrossFlix. Entertain. Educate. Inspire.
Good to have you with us this Easter weekend or Resurrection weekend on Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Dr. Paul Pettit is with me. He is with Dallas Theological Seminary, occupies one of many roles, Director of Career Services at Dallas Seminary, which means he's involved in placing pastors. I had a discussion with several people from a church that you're working with right now in terms of placement.
Yeah.
And think that's just a tremendous opportunity. Talk a little bit about what's involved in that and in your role.
Yeah, we get the graduates that are finishing up just 2 weeks from now in May, and they're looking for a place to serve. Where might they use their gifts? Counseling, Christian education. Some will go into cross-cultural work and missions, many of them pastors in local churches. But not only upcoming graduates in May, but also alumni, other alumni who may be changing positions or
transitioning,
moving from one city to another.
Yep.
So we nowadays work with resumes, interviewing. We talk about compensation discussions. So it's really exciting to see God. You know, when I get my most discouraged, Don, I remember that Jesus said, I will build my church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I always rest in that. I know that Jesus is raising up workers for the harvest.
You know, it's interesting. On Fox News this past week, I was watching a program, and they were having an amazing discussion about how the Christian faith is coming back. Mm. And it was particularly geared to Resurrection Sunday. Mm-hmm. They're talking about a percentage of people on secular college campuses being baptized and getting together for Bible studies and people entering the ministry. And I forget what the percentage is even of church attendance increasing. Yeah. So I believe God's at work, Paul, and we'd love to be a part of that. And Dallas Seminary can be a part of that as well. I mentioned before the break some of the courses. These are no-charge courses. Isaiah, 1st and 2nd Peter, Introduction to Biblical Counseling, God's Work, God's Way, that's about a ministry, how to do local church ministry, and one of your favorite profs and mine, the late Dr. Howard Hendricks, Lessons from Biblical Leaders. And those are just some of the courses you mentioned to me earlier, and they're at courses.dts.edu. As I mentioned earlier, I had a young man who attended a conference where I spoke last fall. And he and 14 other pastors said they'd like for me to teach them some courses.
Right.
And I said to them, wonderful idea. I have a better idea.
That's right.
You remember the old commercial, Ford has a better idea?
Yeah.
I have a better idea.
Yeah.
You need to sign up. These courses are ready, and you'll get some great teaching, and you can go through and select those courses. And there may be many of you in this country who would like to do that. Be a great opportunity. Paul, how did you happen to come to Dallas Seminary?
1992. I was in Topeka, Kansas on KJTY 88.1, Joy FM.
Yes.
And I heard a lot of radio ministry, preaching, teaching, and most of them were from two places. One was the Moody Bible Institute, and the other was Dallas Theological Seminary. And my home pastor in Topeka, Kansas, Jim Congdon at Topeka Bible Church, he had gone to Dallas Theological Seminary. Mm-hmm. So I said, sign me up. 1992.
And you came right on and equipped for ministry and involved in even teaching other people who are going into Christian broadcasting there. If you have a question for us or a comment about Easter, Resurrection Sunday, call us 855-586-LIFE. Crossflix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based movies and shows for the whole family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses such as Jerusalem, the Eternal City, and Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to your own community and join others on their spiritual journey. You may join as an individual or as a church and develop connections like never before.
Crossflix has partnered with the SEAL Future Foundation and Bless IL to support brave American and Israeli military veterans and their families suffering from trauma. The relationship between the U.S. and Israel is a long-standing one of strength and divine connection, and one that must continue to be nurtured.
When you join Crossflix, you'll see firsthand the amazing work you'll help support, providing encouragement and hope to American and Israeli veterans and families.
Crossflix.com. Educate, entertain, and inspire.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in the people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. Tonight's program certainly focusing on Easter Resurrection Sunday, but also talking about Dallas Theological Seminary and a book that Dr. Paul Pettit and Jason Epps have written to address the issue of how we're dealing with people with a disability in the local church. We're going to get into that. Maybe you are dealing with a disability. We'd love to hear from you tonight. Maybe talk about how the church is ministering to you or not ministering to you. And maybe you have some recommendations on that. 855-586-5433 is our toll-free number. And Paul, I think we would be remiss if we didn't really start with the core message of Easter, the gospel message. As I recall, probably the most succinct place we find that in Scripture, well, maybe John 3:16, yeah. But Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4, talk to us about the message that Dallas Seminary has been giving out for 101 years.
It's so simple that a child can understand and place their faith, but so complicated that theologians still write papers on it. But the fact that Jesus, who was perfect, left heaven willingly for us, lived a perfect life, laid down his life for us, died on the cross, took our sins on himself, was in the tomb, and then rose from the dead, conquering the grave, conquering sin, and we can now believe in Jesus, put our faith in Jesus, put our trust in Jesus, and we can have the everlasting life, the eternal life. What a great season this is.
What a great time it would be for some of you as you listen to us tonight to ask yourself the question, have I genuinely, personally trusted Christ as Savior? There's nothing Paul and I would love more than to be able to talk with you and pray with you and have you make that personal, wholehearted commitment of trust.
Yes.
I love to use the word trust. A lot of people look at faith, and faith is certainly a valid word. And is found throughout Scripture. But faith is essentially trusting. Paul and I are both seated in chairs right now. Paul didn't do an engineering study when he walked into the room here in the studio. He didn't ask me if the chair would hold him up. He sat down and placed his trust in that chair. Tonight, Jesus Christ, God's perfect Son, who left heaven, who died on the cross in your place and mine and Paul's, and who rose again from the dead the third day to guarantee that the price had been paid, is inviting you to place your trust in him. And if you'd like to do so, we would love to talk with you about it. And maybe you're not sure if you had. Maybe you walked an aisle when you were younger, shook a preacher's hand, and maybe that was 30, 40, 50 years ago, and there's a lot of water under the bridge, and you'd just like to renew that commitment tonight. We would love to hear from you at 855 515-586-5433. The message of salvation can be summarized in four words. Sin, Romans 3:23. Mm-hmm. Penalty for sin is death, Romans 6:23. Paid, penalty, sin's penalty paid, Romans 5:8. So trust. And that you can go to Romans 10:9 and 10 or back to John 3:16. Paul, I can't remember who shared those four words with me, but I've shared those. I taught a class on discipleship last fall at Mission India Seminary in Nagpur, and gave my students a final exam and using my book. You're familiar with it, Master Discipleship Today. And they answered those four words on about four of the 10 questions on the final exam.
Well,
I said they remembered that.
That's good.
And you know, if you get the gospel message clear, then just about everything else will fall into place.
Yes.
Now, Paul, I want to talk about how you and Jason came to collaborate. Yeah. And tell us about Jason Epps. We've had him on the program, and we'll have both of you on again. But he is a very special man, also a graduate of Dallas Seminary. Mm-hmm.
Jason Epps was in one of my preaching classes, and he didn't walk in the door because he rolled in his power chair.
Mm.
And he has suffered with cerebral palsy and doesn't walk well, but his speech is good, his thinking is very clear, and he's finished his Master of Theology from Dallas Seminary, working on his PhD at Midwestern Seminary in Kansas City, Missouri. But I just began to look at the whole campus, Don, through his eyes. I mean, we walked into the preaching room, and there's a stage in our room, and within his power wheelchair, I thought, how's he going to get up on stage?
Hmm.
And then we had the pulpit, and the pulpit was over his head, and he knew every door on campus that worked, and he knew every door on campus that didn't work. And
wow.
I began to see the whole campus. Literally, I started looking at Dallas, Texas through his eyes.
Hmm.
And so I challenge all of my students, if you'd like to write a book, write the first chapter. I'll meet with you. I'll talk to you about it. And he did that. He was ready to go. He wanted to meet. He had done some writing on his own life. And by God's grace, we were able to put out this book, One Body, One Spirit, Disability and Community in the Church, from Kriegel.
I think that's a great title. And Kriegel is an outstanding publisher, very solidly committed to biblical values. In fact, Dennis Hillman, who was a publisher for many years, Dallas Seminary graduate.
Yeah. They're putting out great books. And this one is for, how can the church really embrace someone with a disability? They're saying now that 1 in 5 in America have a disability, and some of our churches are doing a tremendous job with that, and then some of them not so much. So it's not just the building or the stairs or the steps, but it's building a friendship. We're telling people to take the disability challenge. Step one is purchase this book, but step two is find someone you know that has a disability and befriend them. Get up next to them, pour your heart into them and say, I want to be your friend. I want to help you with your disability. And it's not just the person with the disability that gains. I gained so much by getting to know Jason so much better. I began to see different ways God had worked in the Bible. I didn't see so many people in the Bible that were brokenhearted, and he was always healing people. And then when I looked around on campus, I said, there's other people here with disabilities. So it's such a ministry because God is close. God is very close to those who are suffering. God is close to those who have disabilities.
And we need to be close to them as well. We need to welcome them. We need to remove the physical barriers that get in the way of their participating in every way in our local church is such a critical thing. And maybe some of you tonight have been in the middle of that, either through being a person with disabilities who has overcome some of that, or maybe in your local church you are seeing a need that you need to do some things, and you'd like some counsel from Paul about that. Paul and Jason will tell you more about that in their book, One Body, One Spirit. You have a website where that can be obtained, or is it Amazon?
Amazon. A little website called Amazon.com.
Yeah, there's a struggling little website. Yeah.
But you need to know the subtitle, because there's a couple of other works out there called One Body, One Spirit. But ours is One Body, One Spirit, Disability and Community in the Church by Jason Epps and Paul Pettit.
Disability and community in the church. All right. Be sure you include that. One body, one spirit, disability and community in the church. And our toll-free number, if you have a comment or question on this, 855-586-5433. There's a fancy word that you and Jason use, Paul, assimilating.
Yes.
Talk us through what's involved in assimilating. How do we make sure people, especially with disabilities, get assimilated?
Yeah, well, so often we think, hey, what can we do? Let's go to the Texas Rangers game. But you stop and think, man, is Jason Epps going to be able to do that? Or, hey, let's go outside and play volleyball. We all want to play volleyball. Mm. So sometimes, sure, you don't give up going to the Texas Rangers. You don't give up playing softball, baseball, volleyball. But are there ways that we can have our friends participate? Can I come to church? Are there too many stairs? You know, are there elevators? Mm. How can I give them a ride? Can I stop by and pick them up on the Sunday morning? Can we trade off doing that? I'll pick them up this week. You pick them up next week. But we're talking about avoiding someone that has isolation. So many people that have a disability feel discouraged. They feel isolated. Oftentimes they teeter toward depression. So we really want to welcome our friends with disabilities into the life of the church. We want to welcome our friends with disabilities into our families. So assimilation really means becoming friends with someone with a disability so that you can really help them out, and you can pour into their life and they can pour into your life.
I like something that you've included in the book. In fact, I was fascinated when I was reading the book. Mm-hmm. You use the metaphor of a spy operation, sort of the genre. You refer to the person with the disability as the asset and the able-bodied friend as the handler.
Yeah.
Take us through that.
Yeah. Well, Jason Epps loves those kind of spy movies, he told me. So the handler is responsible in many ways. The asset is the one that's the key participant.
So on the cutting edge.
Yeah, but we become friends. That's the main thing. And the asset and the handler begin to see life together. And in other words, if I'm with a group of people and you say, hey, can we go do this? I immediately think of my friend Jason. I don't just go, yeah, let's all go. I say, wait a minute, you know, I don't know if Jason's going to be very adept at that. What if we did this? So I'm always thinking about the asset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the handler, but I'm always thinking about the asset. Could he come with us? In other words, Jason was with the Moody Choir, and they went to churches all over America.
Mm.
And he had to get four or five guys to help carry him up into the choir loft at times.
Yeah.
Can
mm-hmm.
you imagine?
Yeah.
You know, the old wooden choir loft?
Well, you remember the four guys that took the guy to the upper room, let him down so Jesus could heal him.
Yes.
It's in Mark's gospel.
Yeah, they raised the roof.
Yeah, they did. Tore the roof apart to get in there.
So we want to have friendships like that, where as soon as someone brings up an idea, an event, we can assimilate and say, well, I think that'll be great. I know Jason, he would love to attend that. Or I think if I give him a head start, he'll be able to be there. But we also want to be cautious and say, well, is there something else we could do that maybe Julie or Christy could get involved? So we're always advocating for that friend of ours that has a disability, looking out for them, going before them. And it's a very Christ-like way to act, because we're advocating for them, we're going before them, we're humbling ourselves and saying, well, I know I could do it, but I got to make sure Jason's going to be able to participate with us.
Paul, how do you deal with people who may say, well, if he just had enough faith, God would heal him? I'm sure you've heard that.
Well, we know that the Apostle Paul prayed for that. He said, Lord, take this thorn of the flesh away from me.
2 Corinthians 12.
But what did Jesus say? My grace will be sufficient for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've leaned on that. And God does do miracles at times. We know that.
Right, sure.
God does do miracles, but that's why they're called miracles. They don't always happen.
Right.
Oftentimes, my wife works at Parkland Hospital as a neonatal nurse practitioner. God uses medicine. God uses friends. Sometimes God does do miracles. But we want to be careful that we don't demean someone, we don't discourage someone and just say that, oh, you should be healed. If you were just having more faith, you would be healed. My friend Greg Hatterberg told me, if I go in tonight and Lisa's 100%, she doesn't have MS anymore, I'll praise God.
Yeah.
But if I go in tonight and Lisa's right there in the bed, I'll still know that God is good.
All the time.
Mm.
And all the time, God is good. And, you know, again, it's so important for us to recognize the fact God does not always choose to work those miracles. And as he told Paul, he went on to say, my grace is sufficient for you because my strength is made complete in weakness.
Amen.
And Paul's response was, most gladly, therefore, I will rejoice in my adversities. And I think Jason's a great example of that.
Yeah.
The power of Christ is resting on him. There's no question about it.
Yeah, he's such an encourager, and he wants to do ministry. He wants to teach the Old Testament, but he also has this passion for helping people with disabilities.
We want to hear from you tonight. Maybe you have a disability and you've been struggling with that assimilation into a local church. Or maybe you're a pastor of a local church or an elder, a deacon. Give us a call at 855-586-5433, 855-586-LIFE. We'll be back.
There are only two ways that your affairs will be settled after you pass away: your way or the government's way. For anyone without a will or trust in place, the government will settle it through probate. So we must all ask ourselves, do I want the government to decide how my minor children get their inheritance and where my assets go, and then charge my heirs probate and court fees to make that happen? Or do I want to protect my family from probate and steward the resources that God has entrusted to me by determining how the assets that I leave behind will be used? Find out what you need to know and do to protect your heirs at a free webinar with His Faithful Stewards. This free webinar will discuss wills and trusts and help you understand it all. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and find the link for webinars. There's a place there under webinars where you can sign up. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com and the link to webinars. hisfaithfulstewards.com.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minrith, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
And we are so glad, friend, that you've chosen to be with us this evening before Easter celebration, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Dr. Paul Pettit is with me with Dallas Theological Seminary. I want to remind you once again that you can look at their website, dts.edu. You'll find a number of free courses there. Those are found at courses.dts.edu. But you also may want to decide to come in and take the four-year intensive THM program, which is sort of the core, Paul, of what Dallas Seminary does.
Yeah, we've trained hundreds and hundreds of pastors, missionaries, Christian educators, counselors. But the key is letting the scriptures speak for themselves.
Yeah.
We've just done some studies on Lewis Berry Chafer, our founder, and that was his goal. 101 years ago, he really wanted to drive a stake in the ground, and his goal was, let the scriptures speak for themselves.
And he wrote a systematic theology, seven volumes.
Yeah.
So it must be very spiritual, seven volumes, but very effective and still very useful today.
Absolutely.
And and so many of the seminary profs from an earlier era, as well as this era, have written excellent books. Paul, you have, in addition to the book that we're talking about with you and Jason Epps, you have a couple of other books you've written as well. Talk about those.
One of my passions is working with dads. I love families. I love working with dads. I've got a book out called Dynamic Dads, and also got a book, Congratulations, You're Going to Be a Dad, for new dads. My wife and I wrote that. So we're passionate at dynamicdads.com about helping fathers. You know, sometimes on a shower, you'll see a mom, she's so happy, and then you see the dad standing over there by himself.
saying, what have I gotten myself into? Yeah.
And we wrote that book to say, congratulations, you're going to be a dad. Yeah. It's such a blessing. So the other thing was spiritual formation, teaching at Dallas Seminary on spiritual formation. Right. So we have a textbook out called Foundations of Spiritual Formation.
Excellent. A lot of good writing. And again, Amazon.com, Dr. Paul Pettit, look there. And again, Jason Epps and Paul Pettit have written One Body, One Spirit, Disability and Community in the Local Church. And so you can check that out. Our number is 855-586-5433. Question about Dallas Seminary, question about Resurrection, Easter Sunday, a question about the subject that we're talking about in terms of dealing with disabilities. Cornelius is our first caller tonight. Good evening, Cornelius. Good to hear from you from Louisiana.
Yes, sir. Don and Paul, Cornelius on AFR, Alexandria. I was just telling Chris, this is the Army's birthday. We're 250 years old. I was military police, so we need to thank all our troops and everything. And my question for both of y'all, being at Easter and everything, do you think we're in the end times or the last days? And Don, I can't wait till you come out with that book. You said there's 365 days of fear not. We need that book, Don. So God bless you, Paul, and God bless you, Don, and God bless America.
God bless you, Cornelius. You have a wonderful Resurrection Sunday. You know, it's interesting, Paul. Frank Minerth and I had talked about writing a book on the 365, I believe it is, if you go through, you find statements of fear not. And there are a lot of them in there. I'm not sure the exact number.
Right.
It's interesting you have, you know, Daniel's 90 days, 173,880 days. There are some numbers that are pretty precise in Scripture.
Yes.
And that's a lot of what you get at Dallas Seminary as well. But, you know, it's interesting. Cornelius made this point about our military and people who serve our country, and we have first responders and all of that. I think it'd be appropriate for us just to pause and pray and give thanks for them, and maybe also give thanks for Cornelius and pray for him. Would you lead us in prayer?
Lord, thank you for Cornelius. I could just feel the excitement in his voice, celebrating our military, the birthday of the Army, but also all those who serve. I think of my wife at Parkland Hospital, some of those first responders. I think of the Air Force, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the police everywhere, the fire. I know in our Midwest now, in a dry season, they're calling for fires everywhere, wildfires and this low humidity and lack of rain. So, Lord, this is your work. It's not difficult for you. You've asked us to pray and seek you, seek your face. And thank you for Cornelius, for his heart, for calling in and listening to AFR and Encouragement Live. And thank you for this weekend that we can celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 855-586-5433. Maybe you would like to tell us what Easter means to you. Maybe it's a very special time. Certainly it is for every one of us. Paul, here's a question that some people wonder about. Will there be any disabilities in heaven?
I think we'll be in our new bodies.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I know Jesus Christ has the body of the resurrected Savior. They say that maybe he still has the nail scars in his hands or the nail scars in his feet. But I believe we'll get that new resurrected body.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, we'll be in a new way, a new state in heaven, Don.
I think that's a great point that you make about we will have perfect bodies. And I've heard it said the only scars in heaven will be the scars in the hands of Jesus and the spear in his side. And I'll be actually preaching on that passage tomorrow morning where he came, literally walked through a locked door. And in on Easter Sunday evening.
Yes.
And the disciples were scared to death. And then they saw him and he said, peace be still. And then he showed them his hands and his side.
Yeah.
And so obviously he had that glorified body, but it had many similarities to our bodies. He talked about flesh and bones. He didn't mention flesh and blood. Mm. He also ate a piece of broiled fish, mm-hmm. and he let them touch him. Mm. So obviously he wasn't a spirit. He wasn't some kind
right.
of a ghost.
Yes.
So we will have glorified bodies in heaven. Thing I think about with that, Paul, is that we will not have arthritis.
Yeah.
We will not have pain.
That's right.
Back pain. Don't know that you have any of those things.
Oh, yeah, time to time.
Relatively young man.
We won't pay taxes.
Oh, yeah, we won't pay taxes.
We just celebrated April 15th. You know what hymn they sing on April 15th?
Yes.
I Surrender All.
I Surrender All, yeah.
But anyway, I think there will be a new heaven and a new earth.
Yes.
And so the new earth will be reconstituted.
Yeah.
And in the same way, I think our bodies will be.
Right.
We'll have a new body.
Yeah. That fashion. And I love the statement that Peter makes, new heaven and new earth in which dwells righteousness. Mm. Righteousness is at home there.
And the curse will be reversed. So
yeah.
the curse will be gone. So that's one of the reasons why I don't believe there'll be any brokenness or fallenness in our body. It'll be a heavenly, a new body.
Jason will be able to climb to the top of the platform and speak to the multitudes. And won't that be a wonderful thing? And
Amen.
I know he is looking forward to that. And anyone who has those disabilities, I have a good friend who's a blind pastor up in Tennessee.
Wow.
And I'd be so thankful when he is sighted and completely able to see. And he has a powerful ministry, has a podcast, and God is using him in a great way. And he may be listening tonight over WRJZ, our station up in that area.
Mm.
But so thankful for the ministry that he has. And maybe tonight some of you are struggling with a disability and you've trusted Christ as Savior, but boy, it's tough sometimes. And, you know, I think about reasons, Paul, why people have difficulty with disabilities. I think fear is one of the reasons, and I'm not sure I understand all the dynamics of that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe prejudice as well. There's an element of, well, I don't have a disability and you do. And, address those, if you will.
Well, one of our five steps is notice. You need to notice someone that has a disability. And we, through our research, we did a lot of research for this book. We feel like a lot of people feel overlooked, unnoticed, lost in the crowd. And sometimes we just have to walk up and say, I see you. Can I help you? Could I help you across the street?
Yeah.
Could I bring you something to drink? So it just means sometimes noticing and then engaging. I asked Jason, you know, I'm sometimes nervous. I don't know where to touch or what to say. I don't want to offend you.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, Paul, I'd rather have you engage me and talk with me than to ignore me.
Mm-hmm. So we have five steps. The first one is, but there will be a quiz, by the way. So better take notes. Notice, so you want to be aware. Engage means that you're willing to make contact with that person. You know, I think about the Good Samaritan. You know, when we talk about engaging, he had a priest that came by and he stayed on the other side of the road when the man had been mugged. And then you had a Levite and he came over and looked very carefully, but he did not engage.
Yes,
he kept going. Then you get this Samaritan, which most of the people wouldn't have had any contact with. And he's the man that came to the rescue.
Bound up his wounds and paid for him to stay. Yeah, and that's what Jesus is calling us to do, to engage, to notice, and to get involved.
And the third step is research. Talk about that.
Well, again, as I said, sometimes somebody might say, can I go to your church? And I say, well, let me check. You know, can they get in the front door? And research means going out and finding, what can I do with my friend that has a disability? How could I help them? So it's not just research on the topic of their disability, which that's part of it, but it's going ahead of them, going before them and saying, how could they enter in with my friend group? How could they go into a social situation? So research means I'm the one that takes the lead and says, I'll find out if the van is wheelchair equipped. I'll find out if we can go up these stairs or not. And so research is such a loving way to go before someone that has a disability.
You know, that's back to your metaphor of the spy, the handler and the asset. Yeah, that the handler has to make provision so that the asset can do what he's been called to do. So we have notice, engage, research. Fourth one is
incorporate.
Okay.
Incorporate. That's where we bring them into the group. We say, hey, I'd like to introduce you to my friend Jason. Or, hey, Jason, I'd like you to try this new church. Or, Jason, I'd like you to come to my Bible study on Tuesday nights. So we don't leave them alone. You know, we don't leave them by themselves. We don't say, hey, that was fun. I got to talk to you for 5 minutes. I'll see you later. We do life with them. We bring them with us. You know, the root word is corpus, which means embody.
The body, Mm-hmm.
We bring them into the body.
Yeah.
And we incorporate them into the life of the church or the life of the Bible study or just going to the lake or, you know, going to a Friday, Good Friday service. So incorporate means we don't just leave them at a distance. We bring them into our world and we live life with them.
And, you know, just to take that a step further. Further with the word incorporate, the prefix in has to do with something on the inside. They feel a part of the body. When you incorporate them, there's a process in which they are brought into the body and they feel that way. I use that same analogy with encouragement, that it's an inside process that deals with the fears that people have. Courage is the antidote to fear, and meant on the end, the suffix, is a prefix
that's
there.
Great. So that's wonderful.
I'd love to take a little English and mix it in with our Greek and Hebrew.
Yeah.
All right, now we have four of these. We have notice, engage, research, incorporate, and the music tells us we'll have to wait on the fifth one till we come back. So if you want to find out, you better stay tuned. And if you'd like to get in, we have just one more segment in the program. The toll-free number is 855-586-5433. We'll be right back.
Do you have an extra car taking up valuable space in your driveway? Let Encouragement Live take it off your hands. It's easy, free, and best of all, tax deductible. Get your driveway back and keep Encouragement Live rolling so more people can bridge the gap between their faith and everyday life. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. That's 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
What do Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer have in common? They all trained to preach God's Word at Dallas Theological Seminary, and you can train at DTS too. If you've been called to preach or teach God's Word, find a degree or course that's right for you on one of our campuses or online at dts.edu. Dallas Theological Seminary, where they teach truth and love well. Visit dts.edu.
The older people grow, the more important it is that they have savings that are not at risk in the stock market.
Here's an important warning from Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I've seen many people in their 50s that have all their savings still in a 401k or some other market-based account that is fully at risk of loss.
Roxanne and her team offer practical financial counsel to people from all age groups.
It could be that they need to start saving for the future in retirement, or maybe they've already done those things and they just need to be good managers of what God's given them and get their money to where it can grow well but won't be at risk of loss in the stock market. Or maybe they need to get a will or a trust in place to protect their family from the cost and stresses of probate.
You can schedule a free and confidential time to talk with Roxanne at her website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. Just follow the links on the website to set a good time to talk, or you may call the office to set a time. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com. Easter is right around the corner. Resurrection Sunday. Is it special to you? Is it something that you are looking forward to? Maybe you trusted Christ on Easter Sunday. Maybe someone you know needs to hear the gospel and you'd like us to pray for them. You've invited them to come out for Easter services. Give us a call. Let's talk about it. 855-586-5433. Paul, give us a recap on these five points, the four that we've covered so far, the strategy for one body, one spirit that you've outlined.
The first is notice. Look around. See someone in your community that has a disability, someone in your friend group. Second, engage with them. It's not enough just to notice. Go up and talk to them and chat with them and ask them how their day is going. Number three is research. Find out how could they become a part of your world. What steps could you take to help them get, number four, incorporated into the group? Incorporate. And then five is advocate. Become an advocate for them. You know, the Holy Spirit is our advocate.
Yes.
He goes to the Father. And we need to advocate for those who have a struggle, a disability, a discouragement. And we need to be going to bat for them.
Yeah.
And so, in other words, if you say, who should we have give announcements this week? Well, I should pipe up and say, well, why not Jason? Why can't Jason Epps get up and give the announcements? I need to incorporate and advocate for him.
And I would say this, if your church does not have a platform that is accessible for Jason in his powered chair, you can always set a microphone down in the front of the church.
Yeah, what a wonderful
figure out a creative alternative, you know? There's more than one way to skin a cat, as they say, and also more than one way to put a person in front of a group.
Absolutely.
And so find a way, or better yet, go out and build one of those things, but advocate again. All right, toll-free number is 855-586-5433. Braylon is our next caller. Hello, Braylon. You're on the air with us. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Where are you calling from, Braylon?
Texas.
That's great. Well, we're so glad to hear from you tonight. Tell us what you want to tell us about. What would you like to tell us about Easter?
What is important about Easter?
What is important about Easter?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know Jesus Christ is the focus of Easter. It's fun with candy. It's fun with bunnies and eggs, but we want to make sure we keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing about Resurrection Sunday is Jesus Christ died for our sins on the cross and rose from the grave.
And that is so important, Braylon, and I'm so glad that you called us tonight so that we could tell you that we want you to have a joyful and happy Easter. And it's very important. How old are you, Braylon?
Eight.
You're 8 years old. You know what? I was 7 years old when I trusted Jesus as my personal Savior. Has anybody talked with you about how you can come to know Jesus as your personal Savior?
Yes.
And who would that be? Would that be your dad?
My Uncle Chris.
Your Uncle Chris. Well, you know what? I'm so glad that he did. And have you trusted Jesus as your personal Savior?
Yes.
Well, I'm so thankful that you have, Braylon, and I'm so glad. And that means that you're in a position where you can tell your cousins and your friends and others that you now know Jesus as your personal Savior. And I'm going to ask Dr. Paul Pettit to pray for you, Braylon, that God will help you to become a man of God and that you will become as enthusiastic about the Lord Jesus Christ as your Uncle Chris is. Paul, lead us in prayer, please.
Father, thank you for little Braylon, and we can hear the excitement in his voice. And I pray that he grows up strong in you, strong in the Word, strong in the Spirit of the Lord. And Lord, that you would use him and protect him and throughout his life. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Out of the mouth of young people.
Yes.
Braylon, thank you so much for calling us. Good to hear from you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. 855-586-5433. He is connected with one member of our team, and actually maybe a couple members of our team, and that's a really good thing. Now, we've talked about fear, we've talked about prejudice, talked about some of those things. Is your book advocating for a specific disability program at all?
No, we're pro-church.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I will build my church, and we want people to get involved in the church, and our approach is friendship. So build a friendship, take the disability challenge, and we want this to be organic.
Yeah.
Find someone in your purview, find someone in your neighborhood that has a disability, and get to know them. Give yourself to them. Ask them into your home. Take them out for a meal. This could be someone that's blind, someone who's deaf. Now we're having a lot of people with neurodiversity, different issues with autism, some people with something like muscular sclerosis or cerebral palsy. And our program is get them to Jesus, get them in the life of the church, incorporate them into the body of the church, because that's the best place for someone who feels discouraged, someone who feels like they don't have any hope, someone who feels like they don't have a future. So that's our program. Build a friendship. Take the disability challenge. It's all laid out in our book, One Body, One Spirit, Disability and Community in the Church. But we're saying live life with them. Become friends with them. Mm. Do life with them. And you'll be the blessed person for it.
Now, here's your assignment. You need to remember those 5 points that we mentioned, the five-step plan. You need to notice, be aware You can't do anything before you do. And then once you've noticed, okay, there is a person, and Easter Sunday is a great time to notice and engage. Go to that person and say, hey, I'm glad to meet you. Is there anything I can do to be of help to you? And then research. Look for ways that you can make sure that person feels included and incorporated, which is the fourth step, incorporated. Make sure you bring that person into the body and so that they're connected. And then advocate. Maybe you need to go to the elder board, the deacon board. You need to talk to somebody in authority, the senior pastor, the executive pastor. But it certainly would be appropriate to do that. Any other thoughts in terms of advice related to those five core principles, Paul?
You know, one of the stories I remember is Superman. And you think, well, what's the problem with Superman? He doesn't have any problems. But Christopher Reeve, Don.
Yeah.
Christopher Reeve was in a horse riding accident.
Mm.
And he broke his neck, if you'll remember.
I do remember that,
And you think of Superman, he had all that strength, he could fly everywhere. But we find out behind the scenes that Christopher Reeve was human, just like you and I, and he broke his neck, and he spent the rest of his life advocating for those who had disabilities. He really had no idea that he was going to be doing disability awareness, but Christopher Reeve, Superman, spent the rest of his life helping people that had disabilities. I'll never forget that story.
Yeah, that is powerful. And there are other people who have overcome those disabilities. In fact, you have some stories in your book about some of those people.
We asked people, could you write us a story? And we've included some inspirational stories about people who've struggled with disabilities or even overcome disabilities and definitely gotten involved with Christian activities, Christian churches, Christian Bible studies. So they're all laid out in our book. Hopefully it's an inspiration to the reader.
Does the name Johnny Erickson Tata come to mind?
Yes. What a wonderful woman who dove into a lake and hit her head on the bottom of the lake and was paralyzed from the neck down and has done ministry all over the world, advocating again for those with disabilities and spreading the love of Jesus Christ to those. And she has camps. She has art programs, radio ministry, as you know, book writing.
Yeah.
God has used Johnny Erickson and her husband Ken in amazing ways.
Yeah. I think of a couple of things about her. One is Wheels for the World. She has a project where they are getting wheelchairs to give to disability people in Africa, in India, in different countries, South America. And they're just doing an incredible job there. And then she also has done music and art. And to think about a person who does not have the use of her arms, who is able to paint using a brush in her mouth.
Yes, and I've seen those paintings, and I know you have too.
Yes.
With a paintbrush between her teeth.
Yeah.
And uses that gift now as an encouragement. And I remember Dr. Swindoll telling me one time, Don, with an accident like that, it will either make you bitter
or
make
better.
You better.
Yeah.
And boy, the Lord has used Johnny Erickson and her husband Ken Tata around the world. And we want to be a part of that because God is so close to those who are brokenhearted. Yeah. God's heart is for the suffering.
Yeah. And Paul, we may be talking to somebody tonight who has been one of those lonely, disabled, maybe feeling a little bit of bitterness, a little bit of struggle with self-pity, which would be understandable. What would you say to that person tonight?
Jesus is so near, and Jesus sees. You know, the Bible says that when he was walking down this road toward Jerusalem, he didn't just set his face toward Jerusalem. He also stopped and saw Bartimaeus.
Yeah.
And he stopped in Jericho, and Bartimaeus said, "Son of David, remember me as well. Have mercy on me." And the disciples were embarrassed. The disciples were, "We got to go. Why are you spending time?" But that was Jesus' ministry. That was his heartbeat. He saw the disabled. If you're listening tonight, Jesus sees you. It's no accident that you're listening to us tonight. And we're offering encouragement through the Word of God, encouragement through Jesus Christ, and we're hoping for you encouragement through the body of Christ in your local area.
Amen to that. And I think about that incident with Bartimaeus. As you mentioned, they're on the way to Jerusalem. Jesus is focused on going to Jerusalem to die on the cross for the sins of the world, the number one chore in all the universe for all time. But he still had time to be interrupted for a disadvantaged man, a man who is handicapped, a man who was blind, Bartimaeus, and one of the Gospels says there was another blind man there with him. Mm-hmm. And the Lord Jesus Christ was interrupted to meet those needs.
Yes.
So tonight, if you are struggling with that, we just want to let you know that our Lord understands what you're going through, and just reach out to him through prayer. And be an advocate for yourself.
Yeah.
Reach out to the people in your church. Say, here are some ways that you could be of help to me. Here are some ways I could be incorporated into the body. And by the way, tonight, if you are thinking about Dallas Theological Seminary, either signing up for those free courses or maybe to enroll in one of the degree programs, including all the way up to a PhD, go to dts.edu. The free courses are available at courses.dts.edu. You can find out all about the seminary at dts.edu. Maybe God's leading you to support that worthy ministry. Paul, thank you for being a part of our show tonight.
Thanks, Don.
Always a joy. Dr. Paul Pettit, once again, a reminder about the book, Dr. Paul Pettit, and also Jason
Epps,
yes. One Body, One Spirit, Disability and Community in the Church. Find it on Amazon. Good night from Encouragement Live.